English Stories. Narration, Katie Haig. Jack the Giant Killer. When good King Arthur reigned, there lived near the Land's End of England, in the county of Cornwall, a farmer who had only one son, called Jack. He was brisk and of ready, lively wit, so that nobody or nothing could worst him. In those days the Mount of Cornwall was kept by a huge giant named Cormoran. He was 18 feet in height, and about 3 yards round the waist, of a fierce and grim countenance, the terror of all the neighbouring towns and villages. He lived in a cave in the midst of the mount, and whenever he wanted food, he would wade over to the mainland, where he would furnish himself with whatever came in his way. Everybody at his approach ran out of their houses, while he seized on their cattle, making nothing of carrying half a dozen oxen on his back at a time. And as for their sheep and hogs, he would tie them round his waist like a bunch of tallow dips. He had done this for many years, so that all Cornwall was in despair. One day, Jack happened to be at the town hall when the magistrates were sitting in council about the giant. He asked, "What reward will be given to the man who kills Cormoran?" "The giant's treasure," they said, "will be the reward." Quoth Jack, "Then let me undertake it." So he got a horn, shovel, and pickaxe, and went over to the mount in the beginning of a dark winter's evening, when he fell to work, and before morning had dug a pit 22 feet deep and nearly as broad, covering it over with long sticks and straw. Then he strewed a little mould over it, so that it appeared like plain ground. Jack then placed himself on the opposite side of the pit, farthest from the giant's lodging, and, just at the break of day, he put the horn to his mouth and blew. This noise roused the giant, who rushed from his cave, crying,
"You incorrigible villain! Why you come here to disturb my rest? You shall pay dearly for this. Satisfaction I will have, and this it shall be. I will take you whole and broil you for breakfast."
He had no sooner uttered this than he tumbled into the pit, and made the very foundations of the mount to shake.
"Oh, giant," quoth Jack, "where are you now? Oh, faith, you are gotten now into a tight place, where I will surely plague you for your threatening words. What do you think now of broiling me for breakfast? Will no other diet serve you but poor Jack?"
Then, having tantalized the giant for a while, he gave him a most weighty knock with his pickaxe on the very crown of his head, and killed him on the spot. Jack then filled up the pit with earth and went to search the cave, which he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?